following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. We are back live across Michigan, hour number two on a Wednesday with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer. We were watching the end of the Tigers game. Tort just had like a come to Jesus back-to-back plays at first where I was looking for the official scoring to see if he got errors on both of them, but the Tigers were rallying. They had tied it up 4-4. Actually had runners at first and second and couldn't get the run in the bottom of the eighth and lost with just a really strange. I think it was top of the ninth. It's crazy. 5-4 is the final. They beat the rain that moved through the west side of the state and brought severe thunderstorm warnings to our 96.1 The Game listening area here in Grand Rapids. Earlier today, a little after noon, at 5-4, Tigers had three errors. Did Torque have two of them? I was looking for that box score to see if he had two of the errors. It was really god-awful plays. That's unlike him. He's been pretty solid. Yeah, Torque had two. They were on back-to-back ground balls, and they're just totally booted is flattering. It happens even to major leaguers where it was brutal. 5-4 is the final for the Tigers. Parker Meadows did hit a homer. You heard Johnny and I talking about him earlier, and JV sent me a text, said, look, he flattened out that swing. What we were talking about, flattened it out, jacked it out. Looked like they were going to rally again. Scooble was solid against pretty good hitting Rangers team. 6 1/3, 5 hits. 4 runs, only 2 earned because he had his own error. His ERA still is at 2.28, struck out 6. Yeah, only 3 earned runs today out of the 5. Tigers lose 5-4 this afternoon final to the Rangers in downtown Detroit. Miller will take the loss, but that's on Torque. He was horrible. See, so now you wonder that when your hitting starts going south, you're thinking about it, okay? Torque was 1-4, but he's still hitting 211. He was 1-4. Had a double. Now, we're watching the game, you know, getting ready for this hour at the end of it, and I'm like, did he just boot back-to-back balls? And that's rare that you see that in the major leagues. Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers High A affiliate in the Midwest League. The West Michigan Whitecaps, I think they have a series with the Great Lakes Loons. Over in Midland, Dow Diamond is one of the great baseball facilities in America. Minor league facility with a major league look and feel to it. It really is. If you're just a baseball fan, or if the Whitecaps are playing there and you're from the west side of the state, or Lansing Lugnuts are playing at Dow Diamond and you're listening on the game 7:30 a.m., you need to go to Dow Diamond in Midland. First off, Midland is a great city. It is. That whole Bay region's awesome. Midland Bay City, Saginaw. But Midland is just I think it's one of the hidden gems in this state. And Dow Diamond is fantastic. So Hasty will join us in a moment. Also, Clayton Safey from TheWolverine.com. An update on what Dusty May is doing with the transfer portal open and roster switches. Mike Kimber. Draft is a week away in downtown Detroit. He's with Lions Nation Unite with Herman Moore. Also, Micro Mike Chat Sports on YouTube talks about the Lions. Yeah, a week from today, we'll be with sports agent, NFL PA certified sports agent David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports and the Michigan Sports Network in the huge show. We'll have our round one draft bash. It's a private affair. If you want to win, we have five sets of two VIP bracelets to get in. Go to the Huge Show Facebook page or at Huge Show on Twitter. Simple and easy what you need to do to get into the drawing coming up Monday on the Huge Show. But yeah, we'll be live 3 until 6. The party starts at 7. I think the draft begins at 8, just about a half a mile away from the world-famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. We do want to thank our presenting sponsors, Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew, with offices in Grand Rapids and Troy on the east side of the state. Coppercraft Distillery, serving up Honolulu Blue inside Ford Field and all across Michigan. Blue raspberry lemonade, vodka, 21 and up to drink it. Look for it in stores for your draft party all across Michigan, and ask for it at your local pub, bar, or restaurant. And our friends from the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Matt Golden, the CEO and GM. Tullymore opens up on the 19th. Or actually, is it Friday? Hold on, I got to double check. What day is it when Tullymore opens up? Is it Friday or Saturday? Less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. I just sent out and retweeted it. When they open, yeah, they open Friday. The Tullymore Golf Course will have their 2024 opening day this Friday. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book your tee time, and Tullymore also one of our presenting sponsors for the 313 NFL Draft Bash with Bull Rush Sports, the Michigan Sports Network, and the Huge Show a week from today. If you want a shot at winning two of those VIP bracelets to get into our private bash, go to at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. I think Dan Hasty is standing by, getting ready to call. You guys are you in Midland, aren't you?
Yeah, the Whitecaps are in Midland. They're taking on the Great Lakes Loons.
Yeah, so I thought I saw that on the schedule. Yeah, I saw that 100.9, the Mitt, Brad Tunney and the crew, and Ben and everybody that carry the show there at Dow Diamond. That's a great baseball facility, isn't it?
It's one of the best, and I believe that's where we first met once upon a time.
Yes, you know what? The Huge Show, you were part of, was it with Brad? Was it Brad Golder and the crew,
that's
right?
Who it was. Yeah.
Man.
In a minute.
That's kind of like people remember when they ran into Ernie Harwell in Georgia.
I knew you when. Yes, once upon a time.
You know, I knew Dan Hasty. Dow Diamond, it's not just a beautiful baseball facility, but they got a little plaque right there by the visitors broadcast booth that says, this is where Huge met Dan Hasty. It's beautiful.
And you know what? It's not big enough, if we're being honest.
Yeah, talk to Brad Tunney. Say, you know, Brad, your plaque looks like the size of a king-size Hershey bar.
Hey, Bill, in all seriousness, just wanted to say I've been really enjoying the show the last couple of weeks, and also wanted to say thanks for allowing me the chance to come in and hang out and while you've been away the last couple of times out. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know you're doing a good job because I don't get anybody complaining about you, so that's good when you fill in for me, because people just reserve that when they complain when I'm back from vacation, not when I'm on vacation, so... It's all good, man. You're a pro. I do want to get your thoughts on the Tigers' start. Today was they literally gave it away with, you know, a couple of unearned runs and back-to-back errors by Torkelson. I'm trying to remember the last time I watched a major league game, any team, any year, where I saw a player make back-to-back errors. I think I've seen catchers throw it away like back-to-back times, you know, when someone's stealing second and next pitcher stealing third, but. Man, he just flat out booted two balls back to back. I think they were.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, we don't see that every single day. We won't see that every single day. It's just, it's bad luck, wrong place, wrong time sort of situation. But I will tell you this. One of the things that I do like about this particular version of this team, and who knows if it's going to stay over the course of this season, but, you know, teams' identity gets developed, and identities get developed early on, usually. So whatever the vibe is, whatever the dynamic is, usually can hold from the beginning of the season throughout the summer. And right now, this particular identity is of a team that thinks they can come back late in games. And, I mean, we've seen the stat. I mean, the Tigers are scoring a ton of their runs in the eighth inning or later. And look, we never saw that stat in any of those dominant teams of the early 2010s. It was just not a thing. So it's a mental disadvantage when you've got a bad bullpen. But when you have a good one, this is the dynamic that you get. You get a come-from-behind cardiac cat-style team, and those are the most fun. So I'm really glad that that's one of the things that's been happening. Obviously, they'd like to get some offense a little bit more early in the contest, but I think that will happen as the summer kind of unfolds.
Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers, High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps in the Midwest League. One of our Tigers MLB insiders joining us on the Meyer guest line. Yeah, I had Vanderwall on hour one. He's like, you know, and I think AJ said it in the pregame show, actually, on the radio on the Tigers Network earlier today, that if our bats wake up, that's when you'll really see what this team is about. You know, it was good to see Parker Meadows flatten out the swing and jack one out, and I thought, here they go again. They're going to get that late-inning rally. They've stole a lot of games. You know, they're 10-8 on the season. They easily could be like 5-13, but the pitching, even Miller wasn't bad. He had ground balls that should have been outs. They should have been out of that inning. Tigers should have been batting to win it.
Well, think about what their core is offensively. I mean, we all know that Meadows is young and Colt Keith is young. I mean, essentially unproven. But I don't think anybody would push back on the notion that Riley Green is not a finished product, and neither is Spencer Torkelson. So I think there is considerable upside when you look at the majority of this lineup. So, you know, I don't think that where they are now is where they're going to be as the season rolls on. And I just think that there's a lot more room for growth. And if their pitching is any indication, that maybe their offense will start to catch up.
His name is Dan Hasty, getting ready to call the West Michigan Whitecaps, taking on the Dodgers High A affiliate in Midwest League, the Great Lakes Loons, who are carried on our longtime affiliate, 100.9 FM, The Mitt. I love that. They also have a local show, but I think the Loons are on at 6:05 tonight, the payoff with Big Ben and the boys. Your thoughts on long-term for this Tigers team? How comfortable are you? What are not flags, but maybe mild concerns you have right now?
Well, like we said, they're just so deep in their bullpen. And, you know, I feel like we all collectively deserve a good Tigers bullpen for once in our lives. So to be able to get a team that is focused around having the ability to not only protect leads, but also make you feel like you've got a chance if you're not winning late in the ball game. You know, if your pitching is where the Tigers have their pitching, and I know the starting pitching, there's a few guys that are still trying to work some things out. I think those guys will be fine. A lot of those guys are proven, the Flahertys and the Maedas of the world. I think they're going to be in every ball game. I think they're going to have a chance. And even if they just put themselves into a situation where July rolls around and they're still in all of these games, but let's say they're not winning as many, but they're still competitive. They're still playing for something that matters. I think at that point, that's when I think we see Scott Harris pull the cord and go get some help, because in such a winnable division, it's so there for the taking that it's not going to be difficult to justify going in and trying to do something this season. So I think they're going to be fine. I think their pitching is going to be good enough to keep them in just about every ball game. But we're probably also going to get irritated losing games 2-1 and 4-3, because those are going to be the numbers that we typically see. Today we saw 5-4. That's probably a little bit more than we'll usually see. But it's going to have that tone throughout the entire season.
Dan, down on the farm, Job at Double A, Vanderwall thinks that he could be up come summer. Who is there in the minor leagues from Toledo to Erie that could see Detroit before the summer's over?
Yeah, Toledo's got Bass. I mean, that's probably the first place that the Tigers will go to try to find some help offensively. But, I mean, the first name that comes to mind, you've got Justin Henry Molloy, who is probably in the major leagues on a number of other major league franchises and different organizations. He just is kind of roadblocked at the moment. And it's not so much that they don't have a spot for him, because you look around and you say, well, can he be a fourth or fifth outfielder in Detroit? Yeah, sure. But they want him playing every single day. So, I mean, Molloy is a really good offensive player. And I think at some point, they're going to want him to come up. I think he will. I think he'll be good. Chase Young is off to a good start. He's an offensive infielder, second base slash third base type. So he's really interesting. I think he's adjusted well to AAA. I don't think it's going to be long for him to need to come up. And then there's another outfielder. They're actually kind of deep there in Toledo. It's a kid named Justice Bigby. He was actually pretty impressive last year. Came through West Michigan. He's got an outstanding name. But, I mean, they have options. And if we know the Tigers, they will look to see what they have with those guys first. So to John Vanderwall's point about guys like Job, and I think taking it another step with guys like Molloy and Young, I think we'll see all of them at some point this summer.
What are you hearing about Job? He is the best pitcher in the Tigers' farm system. John says Major League written all over him. Double A, getting some confidence, could shoot up to Toledo. What's the vibe from any scouts or anybody inside the Tigers organization you've heard about Job?
You know what's so funny is that Jackson, much like the current first-round draft pick who's sitting in the lower levels of the minor league, Max Clark, Jackson Job heard a lot of those similar criticisms when he was taken with the number 3 overall pick. Ironically, Max Clark, who's the latest number 3 pick, and Jackson Job, who was just a couple of years earlier, were both taken out of high school in that spot. And it was pretty controversial when the Tigers took Jackson Job over another guy, Marcelo Mayer, an infielder who has kind of been, I'd say underwhelming in the Boston Red Sox system, but everybody and their brother thought Mayer was going to be the first overall pick. He slipped. Tigers passed on him to take Job. And now as we sit here a couple of years later, I don't think it's crazy to say that I don't think Tigers fans would want that to be done differently at this point in time. But back to the point, Jackson was hearing those things when he got drafted. So he had to learn how to deal with criticism and doubters for pretty much his entire minor league career. And despite all that, he's turned himself into an outstanding pitching prospect. He's the number 2 right-handed pitching prospect in all of Major League Baseball, behind only Paul Skeens, who was the number 1 overall pick last year. He's got a wipeout slider that we all knew about, but his changeup has come along so well that it's actually just as good of a pitch, if not better, than that slider. So he's developing beautifully. And yeah, he's going to be in Detroit.
Dan Hasty, I think he'll be in Detroit one day. When Dickerson says he's done, Hasty will make the rise to the throne, and he will be known as the King of the East in the game of play-by-play thrones. Voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, voice of U of D basketball, and the High A affiliate is the West Michigan Whitecaps. They're taking on our friends from the Great Lakes Loons. I don't know why we don't call it the Huge Cup, and we get a trophy between Lansing, Dow Diamond, the Loons, and the Whitecaps, and whoever wins the series, I'll have to talk about that. But good people there, 100.9 FM, the Mitt, if you're in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. Dan Hasty on the call. Go check out a Whitecaps game here on the west side of the state. Go see the Loons at Dow Diamond and even the Lugnuts in downtown Lansing for our listeners on the game, 7:30 a.m. Dan, enjoy the weekend and the call tonight, okay?
I think we should call it the fight for the huge plaque, that one that sits outside the radio booth.
Yeah, and it's and on one side is a Hershey, king-size Hershey bar, and the other side is where Huge met Dan Hasty at Dow Diamond. I love that place. I really do. Bill Stavropoulos, the Michigan Baseball Foundation, what Brad Tunney has done with the rebranding with 100.9, the Mitt. Ben, who I think is their stadium host, he does a really good local talk show, The Payoff, weeknights at 6 in Midland Bay City, Saginaw, 100.9 FM. So good stuff. Proud of all of our affiliates and proud of your work, Dan. Tell your mother I said hello, okay?
I appreciate that. Yeah, they're killing it over there in Midland. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, Dan Hasty, he's a good guy. You know, they went to the AA play-by-play guy to fill in when Dickerson's doing TV. I thought that was Hasty's gig. I don't know why the Whitecaps don't have a Hasty Tasty. Like, instead of elephant ears, which never has sounded good, it should be called a Tasty Hasty. They should do that. People need to listen to me. I have great marketing ideas. Speaking of Dan Hasty filling in, broadcasters, Tigers, everything, former Tigers play-by-play, TV play-by-play guy, Matt Shepard now is heard mornings, 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Anthony Bellino has moved on to his gig in Detroit and everything else he does, and it was a business decision. A lot of people are trying to say, well, Bill, you had something to do with Anthony getting removed. I'm like, come on, man. No, he's my friend. I talk to him almost every day, especially since the change happened. He's a good dude. It's business. Anthony Bellino is a rising star, has been when he started with the Michigan Sports Network, doing the Lions in stadium with Michigan, PA with Michigan, doing a night talk show over on the east side of the state now. It's just business. And Shep is back, and he's heard weekday morning, 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network. And for the station close to you, go to MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state, and Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreenMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Torkelson commits two errors back-to-back, I think they were. I was watching the TV doing the show, but the Tigers lose 5-4 this afternoon in Detroit. Another day game tomorrow to wrap up the series with the Rangers. Wings had a tough win and tough loss because Philly lost, and the Wings had a miracle finish to force overtime in Montreal. Won it in the shootout, but the 2 points doesn't matter because Washington had the tiebreaker. And they're in the playoffs, and the Wings season is done, but it was a heck of a ride with the Wings. Mike Knuble, former Wing, NHL Olympic star, he'll join us later, get his thoughts on the end of the season, and also, are they now set up for a 5 to 8 year run back in the Stanley Cup playoffs? We'll hear from Knuble in less than an hour. Dr. Bill Pink, he is a president at Ferris State University. We'll have another edition of Moving Ferris Forward. He'll talk about the impact of the game of golf on that campus and at that university in Big Rapids. Moving Ferris Forward within the hour. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. We are 1 week away from the draft. The Huge Show a week from today will be broadcasting statewide from the world-famous Caucus Club about a half mile from the NFL draft stage in downtown Detroit. We're having a private 3-1-3 first-round draft bash with David Gregory, certified NFLPA agent, and Bora Sports and the Michigan Sports Network. I have 5 pair of bracelets to get in. It's a private party. If you want a shot at winning those, just go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You'll see the post. Simple and easy to throw your name in, and we'll draw Monday on the show at 5:50 p.m. for the 5 winners and their guest. And you have to be 21 and up to win and come to this party. And also special thanks to presenting sponsors like Coppercraft Distillery, makers of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Blue Raspberry Lemonade Vodka, 21 and up, available in stores all across Michigan and ask for it at your local bar, pub, restaurant, or golf course. The Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The Tullymore Golf Course opens up on Friday. Thank you, Matt Golden, the CEO and GM at Tullymore. And Josh Garvey and his team in Grand Rapids and the Dorn Mayhew team on the east side of the state in Troy. One of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Another presenting sponsor of our 3-1-3 NFL Draft Bash 1 week from today. Think about it. All those Michigan guys. Obviously, J.J. McCarthy is going to go the highest, but Roman Wilson has climbed boards. Blake Corum is climbing. How many of those 18 that were invited to the combine, an NFL record from one university or school, how many will be drafted? Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com. We're talking football. We'll get the Dusty May hitting the transfer portal for a roster, or at least to help his current roster. You got the Michigan spring scrimmage game, whatever you want to call it, this weekend. I think that's going to be on Fox. Boy, Clayton, busy time right now.
Yeah, it is. It should be a decent enough day weather-wise on Saturday for the spring game. And then, like you said, I mean, how many guys from Michigan are going to go in the draft? I saw Dane Brugler from The Athletic released a mock draft today with 14 Michigan players being picked. The all-time record is 15 by Georgia 2 years ago in 2022. So certainly a chance to break it. Where will J.J. McCarthy end up, you know, and what kind of situation will he be in? That's a question I think it's pretty much the consensus will get answered on that first night on Thursday, but then a whole boatload of guys should go on day 2 and day 3. And a lot of Wolverines will be scattered even more across the NFL than they already are.
Where do you think JJ will go in the draft?
It just feels like, I know he met with the Patriots a couple times this week. He had a dinner with them and then met with them at their facility in Foxborough. But I don't know. It just feels like Minnesota has kind of been the landing spot that a lot of people have pointed to for a while. Now, if New England, you know, has him, you know, ahead of Drake May, the North Carolina quarterback, then maybe they go in that direction. I know there's been some buzz and people, you know, have reported that, hey, the Washington Commanders at number two actually might like J.J. McCarthy even better than Jaden Daniels, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. So it just, but, you know, a lot of that seems to come out before the draft every year when you talk about the pecking order here. So I'll play it a little bit safer and say Minnesota trades up into the top five, top 10, and decides to get to take J.J. McCarthy.
I also report today the Broncos are targeting a day one QB. They could trade veteran players to get up there. So you never know. It's a draft. A lot of stuff can happen. You can follow the Wolverines connected to the NFL draft at thewolverine.com. All right, that's spring scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, game. You know, I love what Alabama did. They basically played a game. They protected quarterbacks and skill position and guys who were banged up, but they had a huge crowd. You know, Ohio State kind of did the same thing. I wish Michigan would make this more of an event. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan, and we'll see what the format is under Sharon Moore. Last few years under Jim Harbaugh, it has been a game. He even has had reviews in it, and that was maybe a Harbaugh type of thing. But it's just different. One, the weather in the South. I think it was over 90,000 at Alabama. I know Ohio State had a lot too. So I guess the weather isn't everything. There's probably less to do and more passion. Let's be honest, in the SEC in terms of the crowd. But I'd expect I'd expect 40-ish thousand people maybe at the Big House on Saturday to watch Michigan spring game. They did split the team in half, maize and blue. And like you said, they're going to protect some guys, right? You might not see a lot of Mason Graham or Kenneth Grant or Will Johnson, and probably don't need to at this point to keep them healthy. But at the same time, maybe we'll see a little bit of them. And then you're always kind of looking for the next wave of guys who are going to step up, maybe be the depth pieces, maybe be the guys that are competing for position battles, things like that. So you probably can't glean as much as we'd all like to from a spring game, but I think there's still a lot you can kind of learn about a team. And it'll be interesting to see them for the first time under Sharon Moore, see him there leading the team, and everything. It should be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm really interested in the QB play, and I'll be watching it on Fox this weekend. Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com joining us. I mentioned Graham and the D-line and guys that will be probably limited in playing, but Lou Esposito, talk about a fast rise story there. I remember when he was at Davenport College, and then he's gone like to Western, to Memphis, and Michigan had the D-line opening, and he jumped in there. That's a great hire, just a good dude. He already is. I saw the comments. He's going to be really good with the media, really good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. A guy over on the West Side, Steve Project, who hosts the show, reached out as soon as Lou Esposito got hired and said, oh, you guys are going to love covering him. And then we got to talk to him for the first time yesterday, and he was fantastic. So he's got a lot of talent to work with, took over less than a month ago and already has, some projected first-round picks from a year from now that are in his room that he's able to work with. But Michigan also looking to add some depth through the transfer portal as well. They threw out an offer today to a Kent State defensive tackle. So something to keep an eye on, not just D-line, but a bunch of different positions where, pretty much every team, right, they're going to try to add guys through the transfer portal. You're going to lose a few, and that's the way it goes. But Michigan's done a great job in the portal the last few years, kind of spot recruiting different positions that they want to get a little bit better and improve. And I think we're going to see that again this spring and summer.
Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com, just listing off every other radio show in West Michigan except the Huge Show, but I'm good with that, Clayton.
They're not the same time slot. And
Project's a good guy. He's a good guy. He does his thing. He's got his, Saturday morning show. He's been around for a while. He works hard. I respect people in broadcasting who dream of being me. I do. I really respect that. I do. It's like, you get a cup of coffee in the big leagues and, I'm Huge Ruth and I'm good with that. He's a good dude.
Not not everybody can be huge.
Brett, write that down. Get my T-shirt guy going on that, okay? Thank you, Clayton. What a great idea. All right, before I let you go, Dusty May, the transfer portal. Again, there's a lot on Twitter, a lot of people saying sources this, sources that. What is the latest on any dudes who are coming to play for Dusty May via the transfer portal or based on whenever the timing's done and the paperwork can get in? Anybody who's committed, what's the latest on the roster May is putting together for Michigan basketball?
Yeah, I think one of the worst kept secrets probably in college basketball, at least transfer portal wise, recruiting wise, is that Vlad Goldin, the center who we've talked about a few times on this show, is likely going to join Dusty May at Michigan, played for him for a few years at Florida Atlantic, started his career at Texas Tech, but has been really good, really efficient down low, not a stretch big man, but somebody who can really score at the rim and rebound. He's likely to come. Scottie Pippen's son, Justin Pippen, who's a 2024 recruit, come in as a freshman, is going to announce his decision on Friday. Michigan, the favorite to land him as well, a kid who's really improved, was one of the most improved high school players in the country last year. I think he went from 4 or 5 points a game to about 16 or 17 on Sierra Canyon, one of the big schools out there in Los Angeles. So add a little star power, maybe if Scottie's coming to Chrysler Center next year. But they'll have some more visitors this weekend. Auburn point guard Trey Donaldson will be in. Former Ohio State wing Roddy Gale Jr. Will visit as well, and Michigan has a good shot with him as well, along with Creighton being in the mix. So wheels are moving. They haven't got that first commitment yet, but I think, again, Vlad Goldin is kind of a formality at this point, in my opinion.
Doing good stuff, Mayes. Like I said, reminds me a lot of when Beeline took over, that he's just rolling up his sleeves, literally, and getting to work. And, you know, I think that will lead to a better-than-expected team come next season. So, strong hire there with May. The fallout from the NCAA story, has anybody found out who the one coach is at Harbaugh? The one coach that didn't accept the resolution, and it's still open with that coach. Anybody in terms of their, I don't want to say recruiting violations. Four were level two. The one was Michigan agreeing with the NCAA that Harbaugh didn't cooperate, which I thought was weak. But it was he the guy that didn't opt in on the resolution? I assume it was him, right?
Yes, and I think that, yeah, so now that'll be a separate case and won't really matter in the short term unless Jim Harbaugh does at some point coach college again. And at that time, the NCAA would still have to exist for it to be relevant, of course. So, you know, we'll see. 8-9 years from now, if he decides to come back and coach some team, he has said he's going to coach until he dies. So, you know, I could see maybe that happening if he decides to leave or you know, has to leave Los Angeles at some point. But, yeah, that's kind of where that's at. The rest of it from a Michigan standpoint, once they kind of serve their punishment, which isn't all that severe, at least from this case, then it'll be in the rear view. But, yeah, it's kind of one of those things that I think is, you know, expected to wrap up with, you know, pretty minor punishment, and that's what it looks like is going to happen.
I wonder, though, Harbaugh is really OCD at times. If he won't have his lawyer demand a hearing in front of the NCAA so he can say, I disagree with what Michigan said, that I didn't cooperate, and that he puts that on the record. I really think he's the type of guy that doesn't want it out there, that it looks like he lied to investigators. I'm telling you.
No, I agree with you. And he's a man of principle. I would not be surprised at all. And Tom Mars, who is has been described as a thorn in the side of the NCAA, that's his attorney that is working on this. So I'm sure he'd be happy to take Jim Harbaugh's money to continue to fight this with the NCAA. And the interesting thing, too, Bill, that you bring up is he can fight back to the NCAA and go to a hearing here, and there's really no repercussion. Like, they can't punish him because he's not in college football anymore, of course, unless he comes back at some point. So that's kind of the interesting thing here. I think to clear his name, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he does that or, you know, goes through the process with his attorney.
That's what I – just for him to demand the hearing – or for him to go in a press conference after the draft, right now they're focused on the draft, sometime in early May, and he will give the interviews to all the networks and say, I know, because it's sitting there that Michigan agreed with the NCAA that he didn't cooperate fully or misled investigators. So I'm telling you, he's going to fight it. That will be interesting to watch, because he'll love to take on the NCAA because they can't do anything to him, and he's the coach of the LA Chargers, and I doubt he's ever coming back to college ball. Clayton, always good stuff. This was a pet project of mine to have you on air, and I'm glad I did.
Appreciate it.
We love you, Clayton Safey. Because he brought up Steve Project. Did I bring up Sam Webb? To Clayton, did I? No. I love those guys. I love it. I really do. Tigers lose 5-4 as a final today in Detroit. Torkelson had two late errors. It was ugly. 5-4, one afternoon game left in that Texas series tomorrow. If you want to join in, you can check in on the Flying Ace Whiskey listener line, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000, and the text chain is presented by our friends from Roast Umber Coffee.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th. 25th in Detroit.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike. YouTube, Chat Sports, Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. We'll talk draft 1 week from today. It starts in downtown Detroit. It will be an epic sporting event. We'll have our private VIP bash at the Caucus Club with Bull Rush Sports and NFL PA agent David Gregory. Huge Show will be broadcasting live 3 until 6. We'll have some VIP bracelets. We have five sets. To give away 10 total, just go to Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You'll see how you have to enter. Simple and easy. Also, if you miss any of our podcasts, they're free and we are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.